Tonight I'd like to invite you over to the Gospel of John chapter 13, verse 15. The Gospel of John chapter 13, verse 15. John chapter 13, verse 15 reads this way. It says, "For I have given you an example that ye should do as I have done to you." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come before your throne this evening. Lord, we thank you again for the privilege of gathering together as your people. And then, Lord, being reminded that you are in our midst. And so, Lord, we thank you for your presence here with us this evening. We ask, Lord, that you would bless your word. Lord, that you would bless us as your people. Open up our hearts and minds that we might hear from you. Fill us with your Holy Spirit. Lord, that you might be honored and glorified in and through our lives by your power and your grace. So bless again, and we'll thank you, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. The title of the message is simply The Lord's Example. The Lord's Example. And we'll briefly just look at three thoughts here tonight. And that is an intentional preparation. Secondly, Peter's misunderstandings, plural. And then an understanding the Lord's happiness, the Lord's joy. And so the Lord's word is relevant for every generation. Do you believe that? Yes. All right. Okay. So this evening we're not looking at foot washing, although that's what's taking place, but we're looking to understand the Lord's example for the believer. That's what he's given to us, and that's what he said here. He said that you should do as I have done. He says, I've given you an example, and we want to zero in on that and understand exactly what he's saying. But look with me, if you would, in verse 4, back up over there. And the Bible tells us here that he riseth from supper and laid aside his garments and took a towel and girded himself. So here he is. He is the master of all here. And he takes this position of a servant. And notice what it says here in verse 5. After he girds himself, it says, after that he poureth water into a basin, listen to this, and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. Then cometh he to Simon Peter. So I want to ask you an important question here. How many of the disciples' feet did the Lord plan on washing? All of them, right? So he was in the process of doing that when he got to Peter. That's the only thing that we really have good clarity on. And so this is important. The Lord was planning on doing this for each and every one of them. Then he gets to Peter. So this is an intentional preparation, right? The Lord set aside what he was doing and he prepared himself, did he not? He girded himself. He got everything together. So everything was done with a purpose and on purpose. And so he's giving us a purposeful example here, and he was making this preparation that he might perform the task at hand. And now we look to Peter's misunderstandings, plural. There's more than one misunderstanding here. Verse 6, it says, "Then cometh he to Simon Peter, and Peter saith unto him, Lord, dost thou wash my feet?" That's a question. What's in his heart and mind? Can you pick up his attitude here at this particular point? Now, in the mind of the natural man, it's an honorable thing in this regard. Peter was looking at the Lord and saying, "You are too good to do this for me." That's what he was really saying, right? But he did not really understand what the Lord was doing and what the Lord was about. He puts everybody on a flat level surface. There's nobody that deserves or gets anything more from the Lord because of anything of in and of themselves. What we get are the blessings of the Lord. That's what makes the difference. The more in tune we are to the Lord's truth, the more of his blessings we're able to receive. And by the way, God wants us to ask him, if you need anything, does that mean understanding? If you need anything, does that mean the guidance of the Holy Spirit? If you need anything, does that mean more light on the Word of God? Absolutely. If you need anything, ask God and he will do what? Isn't that amazing? So if we don't have something that we need, it's not because God won't give it. It might be because we've not asked him for it. So here's Peter, and he says, "Are you going to wash my feet?" And then notice this verse 7. "Jesus answered and said unto him, What I do, thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter." So what is the Lord saying to him? This is not going to make sense to you at this moment. But now watch the
we see the leadership of the Lord. The problem is the fellowship, if you will, of Peter. He's not in tune with following the Lord. Now, the Lord is working on Peter to bring him to that place. And praise God, listen, he works with everybody that wants that. So if you're having any kind of a difficulty in following the Lord, just say, Lord, I'm not understanding it. And that's what God, that honors the Lord. If we go to the Lord and say, Lord, I see what you're saying, but it's not making sense to me. I need your help with that. God's going to help us. Here's what happens. Ready? We look at the things that God asks us. We don't have the ability to do it, so we just give up. We just say, well, I'm just saved by grace, and I've got eternal life, so I'll see Jesus when I leave this world. That's not what God wants. God wants to interact with us. God wants us to say, when we come to something that perplexes us, or that we don't fully understand, or that we see, and yet we have a contradiction in our life. Listen, if we see something in the Word of God that God has implied to the believer, he says, you're a light of the world. He said, you're the salt of the earth. And so if that's not taking place, you're a royal priesthood, a peculiar people. And if we're not that, then we need to stop and say, okay, Lord, this is not making sense. I see what you're saying, but what you're saying and what I am experiencing in my life are not the same. And so we need to stop and say, okay, God, show us. And guess what? He wants to show us and show us great things that he wants to do for your life and mine. And so he says this to Peter. He says, verse 7, Jesus answered and said unto him, what I do thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter. Peter saith unto him, listen to this. Thou shalt never wash my feet. What? Did you see that? So Peter said, oh, you can't wash my feet. Listen, Peter doubled down on ignorance. Amen? And listen, you and I can double down on ignorance. No, Lord, because we use our... No, that... Listen, we come to a doc... Oh, Lord, that shall never happen in my life. Whoa, wait a minute. If God says it will happen, the problem is not with what the Lord is saying and doing. Is there anything too difficult for the Lord? Is everything possible with God? Boy, we just need to take the Lord on his promise and on his word to fulfill that. Listen, is God our refuge in a time of storm? Is he? Okay, so in the time of storm, where are you going to go? You got to go to the Lord and hold him to it. Say, Lord, you said you would be here for me and then allow him, seek him, and he will give you the faith to believe because you're trusting him. You're using that faith to go to him, and he's going to supply that need. And listen, Paul said, man, we've been left for dead. We've been beaten. We've been shipwrecked. We've gone through all these things, and guess what? We're still here. Amen? Because God holds us in his hand. So Peter says, he says, thou shalt never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, if I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. Now this is important because the Lord was trying to convey to him, I need to do this to you. I need to have this interaction with you. I'm not just trying to teach you a lesson. I need to show you what I want to take place in your life from my example. You know what he's saying? The bottom line is, this is the theme here. God wants us to serve one another. People say, well, is foot washing for today? That's not the issue. That's not the example. The Lord was saying that, you know what, listen, because here's what people think. It is not comely, it is not good to be a servant. That's what the world teaches. If you're the servant, you're the underdog. And that's not what the Lord was portraying here. He said it's a privilege to serve you, right? The Son of Man has come to really serve mankind, didn't he? I mean, that was his whole purpose, to redeem us. And so here he's saying, Peter, you've got to have this interaction or you're not going to have any part with me. You've got to enter into this part. You've got to allow me. This is so good on so many levels. You have to allow me to serve you or you have no part with me. Is that true today? You and I have to allow the Lord to serve us or we have no part with him. We have to allow the Lord to serve us by filling us with his Holy Spirit. Or truly, listen, we're born again, we're saved, we have eternal life, but we won't have the part that he wants us to have with him on this side of eternity. And so God wants us to participate in the life of Christ. God wants us to participate in the joy of the Lord. God wants us to participate in the peace of God that passes understanding. So how does that take place? By us not even really knowing how, but submitting to the Lord's direction. That's it. Lord, I trust you in that. I'm going to follow you in that. And then God does the rest. And then he awes us. So here's what he says. Ready? God says you're to be gentle and you're to be kind. Does he not? To the fruit of the Spirit. Well, if we look at ourselves, we say, well, I can do that some of the time, but I've got my limits. I can go so far, but that's it. That's not the power God wants us to walk in. God wants us to walk walk in his power. Is that not what he said? So what's happening is we're saying, I'll go this far and no farther. And Lord, you're not going to do that for me. Isn't that crazy? You're not going to bless me, God. That's what Peter was, in essence, was saying. You're not going to, listen, so when somebody, let's just use foot washing. When somebody came into the house and they wore sandals back then and their feet were dusty, have you ever soaked your feet? Does that feel good? Is it relaxing? Listen, can you tell when somebody wants to do something for you and when somebody doesn't want to do something for you? You know, my in-laws would have the kids rub their feet when they would give them something, right? And so, and they loved it. They loved doing it. They loved being a blessing to grandma and grandpa, but they also loved the reward that came afterwards, which is good. But sometimes if they don't want to do it, then they're half interested, you know? Grab a toe, wiggle it, and all right. So likewise, also, when somebody is, back in that day, somebody would take the time to really do a good job, or maybe just throw some water and walk away. Which one would be more receptive? Which one would be more appreciated? The one that took the time and really did a good job washing the feet, and then you felt refreshed, right? And so that's what the Lord is saying. You need to be the recipient of receiving what I can give you that will bring refreshment. Do you know that you and me as believers, we have the ability to minister by the Holy Spirit to one another to be a refreshing and to bring vigor and to bring rejuvenation in the hearts and minds of fellow believers and to minister to them. That's what the Lord is telling them. See, we get so hung up, or I've heard people get hung up and say, is foot washing for today? Don't miss the lesson. Don't miss the lesson. We're looking at the foot washing, and the Lord is saying, you know what he's saying in a nutshell? I want you to take the servant's position and be a blessing. I want you to be reminded. They understood what it meant to have a servant really do a good job washing your feet and how it made them feel. Made them feel good. Made them feel clean, right? Made them feel clean. It's a good thing to feel clean. You ever get real hot and sweaty and dirty have you ever felt so tired after a long, hard day, sweaty, hot, that you thought, I'm so tired, I don't even want to take a shower? And then you thought, but I can't go to bed like that. And then you take a shower, and you go, as tired as you are, you take the shower and you go, wow, man, I am so glad I took a shower, amen, and go to my bed clean. And so he was wanting Peter to understand that he needed to be a blessing to them, because he was getting ready to tell them, that's my example for you. He didn't tell them that yet, but he was wanting to leave them the example of serving one another to be a blessing in the lives of other believers. So he said, if I don't do this, if I wash thee not, verse 8, the bottom, thou hast no part with me. So what does Peter do? He has another misunderstanding. Then he says, okay, give me a bath. The Lord's not saying that you need to do this big job, but we do need to do the little things that are meaningful in everyday lives, one for another. So Simon Peter, verse 9, saith unto him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. So what does he say? Verse 10, Jesus saith unto him, he that is washed needeth not save to wash his feet, but is clean every whit, and ye are clean, but not all. And then he says this, another truth here, for he knew who should betray him. Therefore, he said, ye are not all clean. So after he had washed their feet, now how many did he wash? all of the disciples that were there, right? So after he had washed their feet and had taken his garments and was set down again. Did you see that? So he had to, he girded himself. So now he had to take the towel and set all that stuff aside and get himself to where he would be back in the right position, right? Or in the position next to his disciples. So notice this, verse 12. So after he had washed their feet and had taken his garments and was set down again, he said unto them, know ye what I have done unto you? What did he do? He took the position of a servant. It's so much more than just washing people's feet, a specific duty. It was the attitude of being a servant to fellow believers. That's what he was really talking about. So he says, know you what I've done to you? Look at verse 13. Listen to this. Ye call me master and Lord, and ye say, well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and master, have washed your feet, taking the position of a servant, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. Take the position of a servant to be a blessing and to edify and to build up the body and nurture one another and encourage one another. Don't you like it when you've had a long day and a hard day and somebody comes alongside and is a blessing to you? I love it. I'm telling you. I've had many of you have come to help my family, right? And I pray, and I know that many in the church have come and helped you and your family, and I appreciate it. I think we just first moved up here, and we weren't here. I don't know how long we were here, but our hot water heater went out. You ever try to take a shower without hot water? It was the first Sunday we were here. Do you know who was there? Brother Wright came up. I had no clue how to change a hot water heater. I don't know how to do it. He knew how to do it. He came along alongside and he went ahead and installed the new hot water heater. And I'm going to tell on you. Can I tell on you? I'm going to tell on you anyway, so just nod your head. So I wanted to give him money for that because that was his time. He spent, that's a lot. That's a big job. He said, "Nope. I don't want it." I think I tried. I tried at least another time. Maybe more. He wouldn't have it. And what is that? How does that make you feel? You know, blessed. Thank you. You did something for me that I could not do for myself. That's what the Lord's talking about. Lay aside that traditional thing that was done when people wore sandals. We don't wear sandals anymore, right? For the most part, especially in the wintertime. You might, but. But the Lord was saying, listen to what he's saying here. Verse 14, if I then, your Lord and master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that ye should do as I have done to you. What was that? I served you. I have served you. Now, that doesn't mean that you got to build somebody a house. That doesn't mean that you got to do these big things. Sometimes it's just a word of encouragement. Sometimes, how does that happen? Sometimes it's just taking a little bit of your time and asking somebody about their day. That's all. Don't complicate it. If we're led by the Spirit, we'll know if it's time to wash somebody's feet, help somebody with the trash, or whatever it might be. Whatever it might be, God will speak to us and use us if we're available, if we see ourselves. Listen. Who was on the Lord's mind when he was washing their feet? The disciples, right? We cannot be so preoccupied with our lives and not think about others and be able to fulfill what God was asking us, was giving us an example of. And that can happen. We can be so preoccupied with what we need to take care of, we don't see our part in helping others. Well, I can't do much. Well, God's not asking much. God's not asking us to build somebody a house or to even change a hot water heater. Amen. He's not asking us to do what we can. But sometimes it's those little things that we come alongside and be used of the Lord. And I can tell you others, many others that have been a blessing to me and my family in many, many ways. And so I'm not saying tonight that our church is not like that, but we need to be mindful when you're doing that, you're following the Lord in what he's asked us to do. So notice he says this, ready? Verse 16. Verily, listen, verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant, this is the key, all right, to the exercise of foot washing. Here's the nuts and bolts. The servant is not greater than his Lord. And we would all say, that's true. Neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. So we are sent of God. We are sent of the Lord to do these things. Listen, and the Lord's example was God the Father sent him into the world. Isn't that amazing? And then God in turn sends us into the world. Does he not? Isn't that amazing when you stop and think about that? But listen, God has also sent us to be what? To be light, to be salt, to be... those are things that are a blessing. To be living water, right? When people are thirsty, they need the real living water. So he says this, ready? If you know these things, and if you didn't before, we know it now. If you know these things, and here's the explanation of the Lord's joy, right? Happy are ye if you do them. You can know them. And how do you do them? Please, never in our strength. Lord, guide me and show me today how you would use my life for your honor and glory. If we start right there, God will speak to our hearts and we will enjoy. So here it is. You don't have to, it's when, as the Lord leads, he will show. And have you ever been somewhere and a situation arose and you wanted to be a blessing? You saw something that you could do for somebody, and you did it, and you enjoyed it. And they were telling you, "Oh no, you don't need to do that. You don't need to do that." And nope, I'm here. This is it's all. I'm in the mood to do it. Don't stop me when I'm in the. But here's the whole idea. Everything is positive. You're not being inconvenienced. Everything is good. The Lord made preparation. And here's the truth, really. Aren't we just pilgrims passing through? And isn't the best yet to come to the believer? You know, we are leaving this world one day to see the Lord Jesus Christ. Aren't you glad? And not only to see the Lord Jesus Christ, but to see things that have never even entered into our mind that we will be in awe of. I don't understand that. You and me are going to see things that we have never seen before, and we're going to see things that have never even entered into our mind that the Lord has prepared for them that love him. Isn't that amazing? Wow. That's a good truth. And that truth may be an important truth when we're having a low day. We look to that truth and say, thank you, God. We go through trials, and here's another good truth. That God says that the things that he has in store for us won't even compare to the difficulties and trials of this life. Wow. Can you take the Lord at his word at that? Me too. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come before your throne tonight thanking you for your mercy, your grace, and your love. Lord, may we trust you wholeheartedly and believe every word that you have spoken to us. Open up our hearts and minds to understand all your truths, Lord, that you've given to us, and Lord, to walk in them as you would have us. Bless the rest of the time as we break off for prayer, and we'll give you all the praise, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.